Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you Google stuff, Google knows what you're doing, and they keep track of it all. I always find it fascinating to see what people are Googling and how that's been going. We like to get updates from Google Trends expert Sarah Armstrong. She joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us. These year-end trends are always so interesting. I'm guessing the election was a really big part of the Google searches this year.
That is a very good guess. You're absolutely right. And thank you for having me. Yeah, so we're looking at those searches that have the biggest increase from 2023 to 2024 to see what's unique about this year. And the election was by far the top trending topic. It really takes over our people list. Usually we see a lot of actors and athletes on this list. This year, it's the candidates.
Of course, because people want to just know what the latest is on them and where they stand on different things or whatever it is. There is a Minnesota connection to a national Google search, which I'm kind of proud to see. So from what I understand, we have a Minnesota sports team that came near the top of Google searches this year for sports teams.
You're right. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they made it into the top five trending sports teams overall for Google this year, which is pretty amazing. They had such a good season this past season. They had that 7-game win streak. So I think lots of people tuning into the Western Conference, very excited to see how well they were doing.
Anything surprise you as you analyze some of these searches and what people are looking for and as you continue to look at trends?
Yeah, I always find it interesting when you see kind of these connections across categories. So, of course, the Olympics was a really big topic this year. And then we see Ray Gun, which was the Australian breakdancer, as the biggest performance search. We see a lot of internet trends. I'm seeing some Gen Alpha slang start to overtake Gen Z slang, if you can believe it. Searches for those words are rising. And then, you know, in the movie category, it was a lot of remakes this year. So like Inside Out 2, Beetlejuice, Dune Part 2, those were trending as well.
As we look at what people are looking at, are there certain searches that rise to the top? Is it more sports searches? Is it more news searches? Are there some that overall, you know, kind of really stand at the top of your list?
Yeah, so, you know, big year for sports, like you say, Copa America, which is the big soccer tournament that was held in the U.S., so we saw a lot more Americans searching for soccer. Connections, which is the New York Times game, that was number 3 on our trending searches overall. Wordle, a couple of years ago, was our top trending search, so those games remain really popular. And then we also had some big celebrity deaths or celebrity illnesses that were trending. So Toby Keith, very high up there. We also saw Kate Middleton trending. She was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. And when she stepped away from the public eye, a lot of people turned to search asking, where is she? Is she okay?
What is this internet theory search? Because there's a long list of them. And I don't know what I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking, what is burnt toast theory?
Totally. So yeah, lots of theories taking off online. Burnt toast theory being the top trending. So So that's the idea, that maybe there's some sort of inconvenience in your morning that delays you, like burning your toast in the toaster, but then maybe that saves you from something bad that would have happened later in the day. So you're late getting out the door, you miss your bus, but then you're not in a car accident, that kind of thing. We also see a lot of dating theories. So orange peel theory, that's number two. This became very popular on social media. A lot of women asking their boyfriends if they would peel an orange for them. And if the boyfriend does it, then that's a good sign for the relationship. That bar seems a little low, but people were pretty excited about it.
You're kidding me. So if your boyfriend or so, or whatever, if they peel an orange for you, that means they're a keeper? Is that the deal?
That is exactly it. And surprisingly, there were a lot of boyfriends who refused to peel the orange. So maybe that's a sign for those relationships as well.
That's an interesting one. I may have to look into that. What is the birth order dating theory?
Yeah, birth order dating theory. So that's the idea that whatever order sibling you are, so if you're an oldest child, a youngest child, that affects your personality and then would affect the type of person you date. So you see a lot of discourse online, oh, should oldest children always date each other because they're the most responsible, or eldest and youngest pairings better because, you know, those sort of opposites attract. So lots of conversations like that.
Oh, this is good. I could really go down a rabbit hole with this one. There's so many different
exactly.
theories that you've got here. Fascinating stuff. Can anyone look at where, do you have this listed somewhere on Google?
Yes, you can look at these lists and many more. They're at trends.google.com.
Okay. Always good to talk to you. Fascinating stuff to see what people are Googling. Google is watching. We appreciate your time, Sarah.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Sarah Armstrong, Google Trends expert, the Google year-end trends. Hey, our wolves were up there. A lot of Tim Walz searches as well this year.